Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, we start the Splash with the Cardinals finally getting quarterback Kyler Murray, wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins back from their respective injuries, and they impacted the game pretty early. Hooked up on a 20-yard touchdown pass in the first 5 minutes of the game to set the tone in a 33-22 win over the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Cardinals defense picked off quarterback Andy Dalton four times, turned those turnovers into 24 points.
Yeah.
Murray threw two touchdown passes, ran for two more. Cardinals pushed their record to 10-2. Perfect 7-0 on the road. All seven wins have come by double digits. And the Cardinals are back home a week from tonight as they will host the Los Angeles Rams on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, what a nice gift. I mean, it's bad enough to have to go to Chicago in December, but then you get to face Andy Dalton. So I guess it worked out pretty well for the Cardinals.
Well, the first two picks, they go on Dalton's ledger.
Uh-huh.
His receivers weren't giving him much help.
Oh, no, I know.
He's still not good.
That sounds like something Andy Dalton would do.
Yeah.
Throw four interceptions against the Cardinals.
He only threw two against the Cardinals last year when he played for Dallas. So.
Yeah, listen, they were gifted an early lead, and they ran with it, I guess.
Yeah, recipe, so, man.
Yeah, right, the recipe, exactly.
They followed the recipe. Yep. Speaking of the Rams, they broke their three-game losing streak with a 37-7 cakewalk over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Matthew Stafford threw three touchdown passes in the second half to fuel the win for the Rams because he's real good against them bad teams.
Oh, yeah.
The Seattle Seahawks delivered a huge blow to the San Francisco 49ers playoff chances with a 30-23 win in Seattle.
Wild
Niners
game.
Had a chance. Jimmy Garoppolo's fourth down pass from the Seattle 3-yard line deflected by Carlos Dunlap to preserve the win. With the loss, the 49ers fell into the seventh and final playoff spot in the NFC with five games remaining. But how about the Seahawks? Just when we were all preparing to write their obituary, they show some life.
They uncorked a fake punt on their first series for a touchdown.
73 yards.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, that was quite a wacky, weird game yesterday.
Week 13 wraps up tonight in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills hosting the New England Patriots at 6:15. With a win, Buffalo can jump back into first place in the AFC East. It would be a tie, but they would currently hold the tiebreaker over the Patriots. But two teams going in opposite directions. Pats are red hot, and the Bills can't seem to get out of their own way right now.
Yeah, big game for Buffalo. This is really a test of what they have and their fortitude and their ability to play under pressure. This is a big test for them.
This is the big brother saying, I'm not ready to let the little brother.
Right.
So, you know who's going to be on the Manning cast? David Letterman.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
From the home office, Paul, in Wahoo, Nebraska. Suns back at it tonight at Footprint Center, looking to start a new winning streak after their franchise record 18-game binge was broken Friday night by Juan Toscano-Anderson. The opposition tonight will be supplied by the San Antonio Spurs, who beat Golden State Saturday night, incidentally. Tip-off 7 o'clock, pregame coverage 6:30, starts here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. I had this reaction in watching the game on Friday, and we talked about that being a very probable outcome for the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after they got the record against Detroit, going the road, back-to-back, playing a good team, who had revenge in their mind, and Golden State shot the ball really well. But it's so much fun on a day-to-day basis following a great basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
But the losses infuriate you so much more, don't they?
I didn't feel that way at all.
No, I definitely do.
I didn't. Maybe the reason I didn't is by losing the second of a back-to-back, it diminished the Suns doing the same.
Okay, I could see that. But the Suns didn't. It was a strange game. They did not play well at all, and they still hung for over three quarters in that game. It was crazy. But the Spurs suddenly red hot. They've won four straight as they come to town tonight. College football playoff field is set. Top four teams going into the weekend all got their invitations, just in a different order. Alabama, who dominated Georgia in the SEC championship game, is the top seed. They'll take on Cincinnati, who remained undefeated with an AAC championship win over Houston. So Bama and Cincinnati in the Cotton Bowl. The Orange Bowl will feature number 2 and Big Ten champion Michigan against number 3 Georgia.
It sounds like the obvious thing to do, but the College Football Playoff Committee, they did the right thing, in my opinion.
They had no choice.
You're right. They had no choice, but I've seen them in previous iterations make bad choices.
You wonder what would happen if they had a choice. Because if Oklahoma
Iowa beats Michigan, if Alabama lost that game, everything went well for the committee to get off the hook. And I know Kirk Herbstreit went on ESPN and kind of played this real sarcastic. Oh, I thought the narrative was the Power 5 teams or the non-Power 5 teams can't ever get in. Again, they had no choice.
Yeah.
And the committee would have been raked over the coals
that
had they left Cincinnati out.
That is true. At the end of it all, though, Vinny, once again, we have got another college football playoff that does not feature the Big 12, that does not feature the Pac-12, does not feature the ACC. So you would think that those three conferences would kind of get together on this expanded playoff idea and quit being children about it. There you go.
Not going to happen. Sun Devils are headed to the Las Vegas Bowl. They'll face Wisconsin at Allegiant Stadium on December 30th. PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, good matchup at State Farm Stadium. Oklahoma State taking on Notre Dame on January 1st. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl at Chase Field on December 28th will be West Virginia against Minnesota. Oklahoma has a new head football coach. It's not Cliff Kingsbury. There'll be Clemson defensive coordinator Brent Venables, who takes over for Lincoln Riley. Venables has never been a head coach, but one of the best coordinators in the country, and he was in Norman from 1999 to 2011.
Yeah.
He's been a coordinator for 20 straight years.
Wow. Well, like you said, he's been, it's like, okay, what job was finally going to take him?
Yeah.
Right.
And it probably either that or the Clemson job, and Clemson didn't open up.
Right.
ASU basketball bounces back with a road win at Oregon. They beat the Ducks 69-67 in overtime. Jay Heath hit a three to give the Sun Devils the lead with 15 seconds left. Then Enoch Bwache, I just like saying that name, blocked this shot with 5 seconds left, and Oregon's Will Richardson missed a jumper to tie as time expired. DJ Horn had 23 for the Devils, who are now 1-1 in Pac-12 play. They host GCU Thursday night. Arizona State undefeated, 90-65 blowout win over Oregon State. Benedict Mathurin, 29 points to lead the Wildcats, and he got not one but two plays on ESPN's top 10 this morning.
Oh, okay.
He was putting on a highlight show. Coyotes on the road tonight against the Stars in Dallas. Yotes have lost 2 straight, 4 of 5. Dallas comes in tied for 4th in a tight Central Division race with 26 points. 6:30 faceoff, 6 o'clock pregame here on over on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. There is your splash.